kick things off and ask you what you think a healthy mindset looks like.
Yeah, of course. So for me, there's probably three, in my opinion, the three key characteristics to a healthy mindset. So that would be someone who's optimistic, someone who's resilient, and someone who is self-aware. And these are my three. I really sat down, had a proper think about if I was to view someone and be like, that's the person I want to be like, that's the mindset of someone I want to be like. Those were my three. So having a healthy mindset includes having a positive outlook on life. So for me, being optimistic, being able to see the silver lining in challenging situations and maintain hope for the future was a big one. Being resilient, you know, being able to bounce back from setbacks, failures, adversity, and being able to do that with determination is massive. And lastly, being self-aware. So it means understanding someone's emotions, someone's thoughts and behaviors, and also being aware of what you do yourself. So being able to be critical, sort of see yourself from a third person point of view and be able to break down what's going wrong in your life. I think they are my three key characteristics to a healthy mindset.
I like that.
What are yours?
Really good one. I've got three written down here from I've written down. So being compassionate with yourself as well, I can definitely relate to that one, number one. So lack of self-sabotage. So being positive about oneself or others. That's something I can definitely relate to. I'm not sure about you. Two, going back to basics. Again, we touched on this when I came on as a guest with you on the pod. I think just eating the right foods within reason, obviously, getting enough sleep, and sticking to a routine within that as well. So like getting out for regular walks and stuff and exercising regularly. I think getting back to basics, I think, is a huge fundamental part of a healthy mindset. And lastly, focusing on progress rather than regression. So, focusing on the future and positivity around that, and rather than the failures and past things that have happened already. So those are the three of them.